Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to make sure that I don't miss something we spoke of a few days ago, and I was just going back over the text before we get started today and thought, you know, I really want to bring something out. Way back in verse 3, we're in Acts 23, by the way, back in verse 3, Paul, in verse 2, they strike him on the mouth, and Paul gets mad and says, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. And I made the comment when we passed that segment that Paul, you know, sort of pops off at the mouth. I don't know that I brought out how much I think Paul was just being tempestuous, that he let his emotions get in the way a little bit. And then we did bring out how he really backs off. And when he finds out that he just hit the high priest, he goes to the scripture. He declares himself a Pharisee. He sort of takes sides, plays politics a little bit, and it saves his life. What I didn't bring out that I don't want to miss is Paul wasn't wrong. I mean, God certainly didn't send down a lightning bolt and kill Ananias, but God did end the run of the high priesthood, the run of the Mosaic priesthood, not too many years later. In AD 70, when the temple fell, the priesthood ended. Judaism has no longer have the priesthood, the animal sacrifice, the place of worship. And so it did happen as Paul said it would happen. Now, Paul isn't calling this into existence. This isn't some new prophecy. He realizes that the end is near. It's why Paul will talk about being in the last days. These disciples were not wrong. And again, I'm not trying to turn this into a teaching on eschatology, but it is worth mentioning yet again that whenever Paul and these guys in 1 Corinthians, like for instance, 1 Corinthians 10:11, where Paul says, we are those upon whom the end of the ages have come. He's not talking about some 2,000-year, 3,000-year event called the end of the age. He's talking about the end of the age in which he lives. So when he says, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall, although I think it was a tempestuous response, I don't want to gloss over the fact that he was giving a spiritual prophecy, and it did indeed come to pass. Okay. We've arrived in verse 23. Paul has been sent to Felix. I'm sorry, we've arrived in verse 31. Paul has been sent to Felix. Felix has received a letter from the commander, Claudius Lysias, who has basically given him the background on the Paul situation, how the Jewish leaders want to kill him, and he wants both Paul and the leaders to appear before Felix. We pick it up there in verse 31. Then the soldiers, as they were commanded, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. The next day they left the horsemen to go on with him and return to the barracks. And when they came to Caesarea and had delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul to him. And when the governor had read it, he asked what province he was from. And when he understood that he was from Cilicia, he said, I will hear you when your accusers also have come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's praetorium. And so that's Herod's headquarters. So now Paul is in holding, awaiting his audience with Governor Felix. Governor Felix will not hear him until his accusers are there as well. And this is going to play out in some ways. Well, I don't want to give too much of it away. Your homework, if you want homework, is to read the 24th chapter of Acts, because we're going to dig into that tomorrow, and we're going to begin to see the accusation against Paul, and then we're going to begin to see Paul's defense in front of those accusers. We'll dig into that tomorrow. It's going to be good stuff. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.